لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله آمنا برسول الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله شکر ہو تیرا کیسے ادا شکر ہو تیرا کیسے ادا ہم کو مسلمان پیدا کیا ہم کو مسلمان پیدا کیا راہ پہ تو نے کی چلا ہم کو بری باتوں سے بچا ہم کو بری باتوں سے بچا لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ تیری محبت دل میں رہے تیری محبت دل میں رہے شمع ایمان اس میں جلے شمع ایمان اس میں جلے پیار نبی کا پیار بسے پیار کا طوفان دل میں اٹھے پیار کا طوفان دل میں اٹھے لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ عامل قرآن ہم کو بنا عامل قرآن ہم کو بنا راستہ تو جنت کا دکھا راستہ تو جنت کا دکھا مکر سے تو شیطان شیطان کے بچا ہم کو مومن نے کب بنا ہم کو مومن نے کب بنا لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ ہم کو نے کہیں دایت دے ہم کو نے کہیں دایت دے اپنے فضل و عنایت سے اپنے فضل و عنایت سے رحم و کرم کی بھیک ملے پیار محمد کے صدقے پیار محمد کے صدقے لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ اے مضطر کی دل سے دعا اے مضطر کی دل سے دعا اے میرے مالک میرے خدا اے میرے مالک میرے خدا جسم سے ہو جب جان جدا نکلے زباں سے یہ کلمہ نکلے زباں سے یہ کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على النبي الأمي. Before commencing with the 40 salawat and durood, let us firstly try to understand the significance of sending salawat and durood upon Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama have written that there are certain deeds in Islam that are very light upon the tongue, yet very heavy, weighty on the scales. Certain deeds require wealth, some require strength, some require time, hours of devotion and worship. But there is one deed, one righteous action that requires nothing except immense love. And that is the act of sending durood and salawat, blessings and salutations upon the paragon of Allah's creation, the beloved of Allah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If one has to study the Qur'an Majid, one will understand that the Qur'an contains many commands addressed to us. Allah commands us to perform salah, to discharge zakah, to undertake the journey of hajj, and the list continues. When it came to the command of sending durood and salawat, blessings and salutations upon His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Rabbul Izzah did not just command us to do so, but instead Allah did it first. Then His angels, and only then Allah commanded us to send durood and salawat and salutations upon His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Rabbul Izzah states in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, that most certainly Allah and His angels, they send salawat, salutations and blessings upon His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an honor it is for the ummah that when a person recites Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Ummi, in reality he is participating in a heavenly gathering. He is engaging in some deed that is already taking place in the skies. And therefore ulama have written that durood in reality is a connection between the earth and the heaven. Durood is a connection between a believer and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a very great scholar of hadith, Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah, has written in his famous treatise titled as Al-Qawl Al-Badi'. He says, if one has to analyze this verse linguistically, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the present tense, يُصَلُّون, which denotes continuity. And thereafter he says, ulama have deduced from this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His powerful angels continuously send salawat and salutations upon His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, Allah addresses us as believers. O you who believe. Here there is an inference to the fact that one is unable to achieve complete and perfect iman. One will not be able to attain the true sweetness of iman unless by sending durood and salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has stated, man salla alayya wahida sallallahu alayhi biha ashra, he who sends one durood, one salat upon me, Allah in return will grant him 10 blessings. Hadith reported by Imam Nasa'i rahimahullah, he who sends one durood, Allah will grant him 10 blessings, erase 10 evil deeds, and elevate him by 10 degrees. According to one narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has appointed angels. These angels have been appointed to travel across the world to collect the salutations and the greetings of the ummah, the salawat and the durood recited by the ummah. And then they take it all the way to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and present it before him. And what an honor it is for the ummah that every salat and salam, every durood that we recite, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam verbally or in reality he replies to our salam. مَا مِن مُسَلِّمٍ يُسَلِّمُ عَلَيَّ إِلَّا رَدَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ رُوحِي حَتَّى أَرُدَّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. Authentic hadith that no person sends greetings for me, no person sends salam for me, except that Allah returns my soul. And then I reply to his salam. Where do we find the kings of this world even reading the greetings of their people, let alone replying to their greetings? Here the paragon of Allah's creation, the leader of prophets, the master of humanity, is replying to each and every ummati salat and salam. This is a means of expressing our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many incidents that have been narrated on the significance of durood and salawat. There is one incident that was reported that a person would frequently send durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon passing away, someone had seen him in a dream and asked him of his condition. And he replied that as soon as I was put into my grave, this was a dream of course, my entire grave lit up. And my entire grave was filled with light and noor. And this person then immediately asked him, but what was, how was this? What was the reason for this? And he replied that, do you know that when I was put into my grave, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and visited me in my grave. This was because of frequent recitation of salawat and durood. There was another incident reported in many authentic compilations of a very great and open sinner who lived his entire life in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After passing away, someone sees him in a dream and asked him of his condition. مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ How did Allah deal with you? That you lived your entire life in the disobedience of Allah. Tell me, what was your outcome? And he replies that when I was put into my grave, I was given a very, very great welcome. Allah had forgiven all my sins, admitted me into the gardens of Jannah. And do you know why? Once I was writing a certain letter, and the name Muhammad appeared. And immediately I wrote thereafter, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Out of love, respect, azama for the name of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven all my sins. Another incident of a person who goes to a very great imam of Islam and he complains of major problems that he's facing and he has major financial issues and he's unable to cover his expenses and whatever else. So this person advises him that immediately start sending salawat and durood upon Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This person goes back and he returns after a few weeks or a few months. And he says, Allah's Qasam, ever since I have started this, all my difficulties have disappeared. My sustenance has been increased. And Allah has granted me satisfaction, peace of mind, contentment. And this is, it reminds us of a very famous hadith of Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu, where once he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, كَمْ أَجَعَلُ لَكَ مِنْ صَلَاتِ Advise me, how much of my dua should I dedicate to sending durood upon you? Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, أَنَّ شِئْتْ However much you wish, but the more durood and salawat you recite in your dua, the better for you. So Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu replies, Ya Rasulullah, I will dedicate 1/3 of my dua to sending durood and salawat upon you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, very good, excellent. If you could increase that, that will be better for you. Okay, Ya Rasulullah, at least half of my dua. And the same reply given, if you could increase, that will be to your benefit. Ya Rasulullah, 2/3 of my dua. And the same reply was given again. Until he says, Ya Rasulullah, I will dedicate my entire supplication to sending durood upon you. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمَّكَ وَيُغْفَرَ لَكَ ذَنْبُكَ In that case, Allah will take care of all your needs. And I guarantee you, Allah will forgive all your sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ None of you can attain true iman until I become more beloved to him than his parents, his children. Therefore, loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an essential, integral part of faith, without which our iman cannot be complete. And ulama have written the best way to cultivate and nurture this love in our heart for the Messenger of Allah is by reciting durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. reciting durood and salawat will increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and not only that, it will also increase his love for you and I. May Allah give us a tawfiq to make amal, and may Allah give us a tawfiq to recite abundant durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Page 125. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
Inshallah, we'll try to engage in some dhikr of La ilaha illallah and Allah Allah. La
إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا راحم المساكين، ويا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. اللهم تقبل توبتنا، اللهم تقبل توبتنا، واغسل حوبتنا، وأجب دعوتنا، واسلل سخيمة صدورنا، واهد قلوبنا، وثبت حجتنا، وسدد ألسنتنا، واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما وخيرا وبركات وزهدا وتقا وعفة وعافية وسلما وسلاما وإخلاصا وقبولا وإحسانا. اللهم اكتب لنا السعادة واجعلنا من أهلها، ولا تكتب لنا الشقاوة ولا تجعلنا من أهلها. إنك إن كتبت علينا الشقاوة فامحها عنا، وثبتنا مع أهل السعادة، فإنك تمحو ما تشاء وتثبت، وعندك أم الكتاب. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم، وحب من يحبك، وحب العمل الذي يبلغنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من كل شيء، من أنفسنا وأهلينا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم لغناكم ما فرما، ما لخطاكم ما فرما، ما لغزجوكم در گزر فرما. اللهم کمزور ہے یا اللہ، ہم مجرم ہیں یا اللہ، ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں یا اللہ،
لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. يا الله ہم بھکاری ہیں، یا اللہ we are beggars my Allah. يا الله in this مبارک night tonight my Allah. يا الله if it is ليلة القدر bless us with ليلة القدر، the خير of it my Allah، the barakat of it my Allah، the blessings of it my Allah، the rewards of ليلة القدر my Allah. Don't deprive us my Allah، don't deprive us my Allah. يا الله it is only through your fazal، your raham، your karam، your grace، your favor upon us. Ya Allah, you give us the strength to come back to your masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers have sat here so long. Our mothers and sisters listening at home, ya Allah. Ya Allah, everybody has got hopes in you only, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are telling again to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, a beggar will beg and beg and beg until he's given something, my Allah. A dog will go from one butcher to the other butcher until a bone is thrown to it, my Allah. Ey Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will make dua and dua. We will get tired, my Allah. You never become tired, my Allah. Allah, sleep never overtakes you, my Allah. Allah, you never become overwhelmed with slumber, my Allah. Allah, you are Hayyun Qayyum, my Allah. Allah, in the night, all the kings are fast asleep, ya Allah. Namatil Muluk. وَقَدْ أَغْلَقُوا أَبْوَابَهُمْ and they have closed their doors, my Allah. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا بَابُ الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَمْ يَلَمْ but ya Allah, your door is always open, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging only from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are حَيَّنْ قَيُّوم, my Allah. We ask you by your ismi a'azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula, your that name, my Allah, that if we take that name, our du'as are maqbool, my Allah. We do not know your ismi azam, my Allah. But whatever your ismi azam is, my Allah. Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Begging only from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you, Allah, for all the bounties you have bestowed upon us, especially the ni'mat of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us iman. Keep us with iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, my Allah. Make us die with iman, my Allah. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away iman from our hearts, my Allah. Do not snatch away iman from the hearts of our parents, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Let there be no single murtad in our progeny, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, only your fazl and karam, you bless us with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you didn't give us iman, my Allah, Allah, where would we would have been, my Allah? Ya Allah, all those who not got iman, my Allah, bless them with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, perhaps there's so many people, my Allah, whose family members are still not on iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, this is a Mubarak night, my Allah. We're begging from you, my Allah. Hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with hidayat and iman, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have been so kind to us, my Allah. You have given us food to eat, my Allah. You have given us clothing to wear, my Allah. You provided us with shelter and roofs over our head, my Allah. You give us beautiful homes, my Allah. Allah, you have given us be-shumar ni'mas, my Allah. So many ni'mas we can't even enumerate and count them, my Allah. Make us true shakirin and zakirin, my Allah. Make us be grateful servants to you, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah. What are we going to do when maut strikes, my Allah? Help us at the time of maut. Allahumma barik lana fil maut. Allahumma barik lana fil maut. Wa fi ma ba'd al maut. Ya Allah, when maut come, my Allah. Ya Allah, we heard in the kalam that was said, rendered to thee, my Allah, that at the time of maut, help us to read, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us maut with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, when maut comes to us, my Allah, when the angel of death comes, my Allah, when malakul maut comes, ya Allah, when malakul maut comes, ya Allah, ya Allah, make the angels extract our ruh with ease and gently, my Allah. Ya Allah, not vehemently and forcefully, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them be boasting to the others, ya Allah, to the other angels, that they're taking the ruh of a believer, my Allah. Ya Allah, and they say, glad tidings for you. بِرَوْحٍ وَرَيْحَانٍ وَرَبٍ غَيْرِ غَضْبَانٍ that for you is sustenance and fragrance, and in Allah who is pleased with you. Ya Allah, when we are placed in the qabr, my Allah, let the qabr see from all the people in the world, I loved you the most. And the qabr expands as far as our eyes can see. And the breeze of Jannah comes into the qabr. Ya Allah, and Munkar al-Nakir question us, and he asks us, مَنْ رَبُّكَ ما دينك من هذا الرجل. يا الله those three questions make us pass those case questions. يا الله with flying colors my Allah. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان وحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. يا الله the day of قيامة my Allah. يا الله when you will raise us from our قبور my Allah. يا الله when people will be running to and fro my Allah. يا الله you have mentioned the Quran in your Quran Kareem my Allah the horrifying conditions of قيامة my Allah and people will be in the sweats my Allah and the perspiration will be rising يا الله some would, to the ankles يا الله as the hadith has mentioned some till the knees, some till the hips, ya Allah, some to the mouth, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, on that day when the sun will be hovering above our heads, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us under your arsh, my Allah. Under the shade of your arsh, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us under the shade of your arsh, my Allah. Make us be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we had not seen him in this dunya, my Allah. Allah, we did not see one of Islam in this dunya, my Allah. But we read about him, my Allah, in his shamail, my Allah. We read about his beautiful features, my Allah. His beautiful qualities, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, let us go running to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, make him see us from a distance and be smiling at us, my Allah. Allah, let it not happen that when we go there, we are said, suhkan, suhkan, go away from here, go away from here. You do not belong to me. Ya Allah, don't make the angels chase us away, my Allah. Don't make our Nabi some chase us away, my Allah. Make us become good people, my Allah. Make us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from innovations, my Allah. Protect us from kufr and shirk and nifaq and hypocrisy, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Our hearts have become, ya Allah, filthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with hasad, with jealousy, with pride, with kibar, my Allah. With arrogance, with love of dunya. Ya Allah, with bughz and adawat and hatred and malice, my Allah. Ya Allah, we rise in the morning and we go to sleep in the evening, my Allah, in the night. Ya Allah, with hearts full of malice and hatred, my Allah. With love of dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma aati nufusana taqwa wa zakkiha. Anta khayru mazakka. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are caught with illicit relationships, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them tawfiq of tawbah, my Allah. Give them tawfiq of tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, at this very moment, ya Allah, bless them, ya Allah, with strong taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the noor of taqwa, my Allah. Grant all of us the noor of taqwa, my Allah. So many people, ya Allah, are taking drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are feeling terrible about it, my Allah. They don't have the himmat to check it, my Allah. They don't have the himmat to abandon it, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them tawfiq, my Allah. Ya Allah, as we have raised our hands at this very moment, my Allah. Tawfiq comes from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them the himmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make it be such, ya Allah, that they begin to despise the drugs, my Allah. Cleanse and purify their lives, my Allah. Cleanse and purify their hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have lost their wives and children, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, they made a mistake, my Allah. They blundered, my Allah. Allah, give them tawfiq of tawbah, my Allah. Give all of us tawfiq of tawbah and nasuha, my Allah. Allah, so many have gone into zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them tawfiq, ya Allah, of making sincere tawbah, istighfar. Ya Allah, protect us from sodomy, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from haram acts, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from filth, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our tongue only speak truth, my Allah. Ya Allah, let the noor of Quran and zikr come out from our tongues, my Allah. Noor of, ya Allah, of ma'rifat in our hearts, my Allah. Make our eyes see that which is halal, my Allah. Don't make us cast lustful glances at haram, my Allah. Protect us from bad nazri, my Allah. Allah, protect us from bad nazri, my Allah. Protect us from ghibat, my Allah. Protect us from carrying jails, my Allah. Protect us from fraud and deceiving others, my Allah. Make us become good Muslims, my Allah. Give us a pure and sound heart. Allahumma arzuqna qalban saliman, taqiyyan min al-dhunub, taqiyyan la jafiyan wala shaqiyyan. Allah, make us saduq al-lisan, makhmum al-qalb. Ya Allah, give us a pure and a clean heart, my Allah. Make us be soft-natured, my Allah. Don't make us become hard and harsh, my Allah. Give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in those homes, ya Allah, with this disunity between husband and wife, my Allah. Ya Allah, you create muhabbat and jor, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many of our sisters are being abused, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no way to turn to, my Allah. Some have got no parents, my Allah. They've got no brothers and siblings who can assist them, my Allah. They're living a life of misery, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant those husbands husbands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tawfiq of Ya Allah, becoming polite and tolerant, my Allah. And give them a forgiving nature, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make them have hard hearts, my Allah. Soften all our hearts, Ya Allah. Make us all hayyinoon, layyinoon, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be people who will help the next Muslim brother and sister, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be good people, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us, Ya Allah, afiyat in this world, afiyat in the akhirat. Give us afiyat in our deen, my Allah. Give us afiyat in our dunya, my Allah. Give us afiyat in the hereafter, my Allah. Give us salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us yaqeen, yadat. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of making sajda before you, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of tilawat and dhikr, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, we've got so many needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, sar se pair tak, Ya Allah, hum muhtaj hai, hum muhtaj hai. Ya Allah, hum faqeer hai, hum bikari hai. Ya Allah, we are only turning to you who are as-samad. Ya Allah, you are totally independent. You don't depend on any person, my Allah. May Allah bestow your special favors upon us, my Allah. Bless us with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of us, my Allah. When we stand up from this gathering, let the announcer announce, let that angel announce, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ, the right and the condition that Allah has pardoned all of your sins. And Ya Allah, in fact, the hadith of Rasulullah says, Ya Allah, and make it be a reality for us, that all your bad deeds have been transformed to good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant it to us, my Allah. Give us sihat, my Allah. Give us good health, my Allah. Our hearts have become diseased. Our bodies have become weak, my Allah. Physically we are weak, my Allah. Spiritually we are sick, Ya Allah. Sick, my Allah. There are so many people who are not well, my Allah. Young and old, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, sisters and brothers, my Allah. Masoom children, my Allah, not well, my Allah. They've got different type of diseases and illnesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are a Shafi. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. La shifa illa shifauk. Allah, grant him shifa and la yughadiru saqama. Let there be no trace of the disease, my Allah. And protect us from all those deadly diseases also, my Allah. Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have made intention for hajj, my Allah. Grant them the hajj maqbool, make it be easy for them, my Allah. There are so many people who are waiting for so many years, my Allah, to go for hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is in your hands, my Allah. You can invite them, my Allah. If you invite them, nobody can stop them, my Allah. Allah, open your doors for each one, my Allah, upon whom hajj is farz, my Allah, and they haven't got the means to go, my Allah. Oh, Ya Allah, hajj is farz upon them. Ya Allah, you make it possible, you create the means and the sabil to go for hajj with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who gone for umrah, my Allah, in Haramain Sharifain, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're making your ibadat, accept the hajj and umrah, accept the umrah and ziyarah, my Allah. Ya Allah, Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Ya Allah, Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors, my Allah. Open your doors of Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Ya Allah, let salah take place again, my Allah. Let i'tikaf take place again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove it from the clutches of the Yahud, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Protect the Haramain Sharifain, my Allah. Protect every of your house, my Allah. Every masjid in the world, my Allah. Make it be abad, my Allah. Help us to frequent the masjid, my Allah. How nice, my Allah. At this hour, my Allah. Ya Allah, this part of the night, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us tawfiq of coming to your house, my Allah. Ya Allah, every day let us frequent your house, my Allah. Don't make us hypocrites, my Allah. That we only worship you in the month of Ramadan. And Ramadan goes by, my Allah. We go back to our evil habits, my Allah. We abandon salah, my Allah. We don't make any zikr and tilawat, my Allah. Don't make us munafiqeen, my Allah. Allah, aap jor karke. Ya Allah, tere saamne hai, Allah. Juka karke, my Allah. Ya Allah, we bowing before you, my Allah. We begging you, my Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa bik, my Allah. It is only you who give us strength to do ta'at, my Allah. It is only you who give us the power to refrain from sins, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of the good deeds, my Allah. Give us istiqamata for the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Help us, guide us, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our lives, my Allah. Protect our iman, my Allah. Protect our homes, my Allah. Our masajid, madaris, our khankas, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our properties and belongings, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our children, my Allah. Protect our grandchildren, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. They are the flag bearers of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many times of fitna that have come in this time, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are being caught up in those fitna, my Allah. With social media, my Allah. Ya Allah, people are losing their iman, my Allah. So many are leaving the fold of Islam, my Allah. How are we going to answer our Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah? Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our youth, ya Allah, protect our woman folk, my Allah. Ya Allah, they make our khidmat, our wives and our mothers and sisters, my Allah, our daughters, ya Allah, you bless them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them, my Allah. Give them the best of dunya and akhirat. Ya Allah, our elderly, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them good health, my Allah. They made a sacrifice for us in this country, my Allah. The deen is flourishing, my Allah. Ya Allah, our youth have not understood this, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Guide us, ya Allah. Give us true and beneficial knowledge, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Our list is so long, my Allah. Each person has got some hajat, my Allah. You are well aware of his need, her need. Ya Allah, we are begging you, ya Allah, to fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mouth, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abra, muqrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasideen, zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, protect us from the oppression of the oppressors, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummat of Nabi Kareem from the oppressors, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham ka maamla farma. Ya Allah, tu razi ban ja, ya Allah. Allah, tu razi ban ja. Allah, make us amongst those people whom you love, my Allah. And you tell Jibreel, alayhi salatu wasalam, O Jibreel, inni uhibbu falanan fahibbah. O Jibreel, I love that certain person, you too must love him. And then, oh, you command Jibreel, alayhi salatu wasalam, to go to the skies. And he says, ya ahla sama, O people of the skies, inna allaha yuhibbu fulanan. Allah loves that certain banda. All of you must love him also. And the angels begin to love him. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then he gets acceptance in this world. People also begin to love him. Ya Allah, let it not happen that you announce to Jibreel, ya Jibreel, inni ubghidu fil fulanan. O Jibreel, I hate that certain person. You too must hate him. Ya Allah, Jibreel alayhi salam announces to the angels of this guy. Oh angels, Allah hates that person. Allah despises him. You too must hate him. And then there's only baghdha for him in this world. People begin to hate him. Ya Allah, make us become good people, my Allah. Help us. We are faltering, my Allah. We are falling down, my Allah. Pick us up, my Allah. Guide us. Put us onto sirat al-mustaqim, ya Allah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhira wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqadaiha wa najahiha. Rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Allah, so many people, ya Allah, different parts of the world have requested duas. Answer all the jais murads. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool farma. Ya Allah, grant all of us ikhlas, my Allah. Allah, especially the sinful servant, my Allah. Allah, grant me ikhlas, my Allah. Allah, grant me ikhlas, my Allah. Allah, make this program be beneficial, my Allah. Don't make us do it out of riyah and ostentation and show, my Allah. Allah, make it be a means of me becoming connected to you, my Allah. And thousands of people becoming connected to you, my Allah. Allah, make us your true lovers, my Allah. Help us to connect with you, my Allah. Make us see the remaining days of Ramadan, the most beautiful, spiritually uplifted way, my Allah, connected to you and Rasulullah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.